We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. Coming up this hour, Saints quarterback Ian Book, also Carolina Panthers and former LSU Tiger Terrace Marshall. Mike and Gretna on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. Go ahead, Mike. You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. I worked for the Saints from 06 to 13 in player personnel with the coaches, the scouts, the GM, everything. Came in the same time as Sean and Drew. And I'm going to say this. If Ryan Pace was still at Chicago, I think Sean, after a year break, might would end up in Chicago because of Ryan Pace would be in the GM. But since he's no longer there, don't look, rule out as a dark horse, just like Bobby did, Atlanta. Because money talks and BS walks. And Terry Fontenot is the GM there, and he's a good and smart guy. And Terry will give him anything he wants and will let him do what he wants. So I would not be surprised to see Sean end up in Atlanta. No way with Dallas, with Jerry Jones.
I agree. I agree with that. You know, somebody brought this up to me, too. Richest owner in the NFL. You know where he's at? Carolina Panthers.
David Tepper.
Just think about that. He's worth $22
Man, you're giving Saints fans
billion.
No, the Who really That Nation is like saying, go out of the division. Go to the Chargers. Go to the Raiders.
A lot of that's going to look like, though, Mike and Bobby and Mike, a lot of that is going to depend on what the quarterback situation is in Atlanta or Carolina. I thought you were right on the money with Herbert.
It's going to look like
with Justin Herbert.
No, but here's my deal.
Justin Herbert?
He's the poorest owner in the NFL. Now, he's worth over $1 billion, okay? Dean Spanos.
But you're in L.A. But his daughter's in L.A., Los Angeles.
His daughter's in L.A., and you don't think the league would sort of push Dean to say, hey, give him what he wants. We want a bigger profile in L.A. And, man, Justin Herbert there?
The NFL would want both the Rams and the Chargers to succeed. Okay, it's one market. The Giants and the Jets suck, so they almost give it up on them. How do you turn the corner?
No, but the Giants would not. I wouldn't rule that out.
But no, but right now, who's better, the Chargers and Rams or the Jets and Giants?
No, but they want to make those New York teams relevant. Okay, think about this. I'll ask you this. With Nathan going to Denver, if you were in that situation as Aaron Rodgers is, okay, and you worked with Hackett and that time frame, and now he goes to Denver. He's out of the NFC as an AFC team. Would just if it were you, would that interest you to go to Denver? And he's got ties to the Denver, Colorado area because he hangs out there a little bit in the offseason.
Yeah, snowboard and all that kind of stuff. But the only thing, and it's worked before in the past with Peyton Manning, you want to talk about a competitive division. I don't know what's going to happen with Derek Carr and the Raiders. Think about Justin Herbert, Pat Mahomes. Man, the NFC North is garbage compared to the AFC West. Well, when you look at, like, you're competing the Lions, Bears, Vikings, then you got the Packers. I think you'd have a better chance to win to get back in the postseason, win a Super Bowl in the NFC with the Packers than you go to Denver. Now, they got weapons, but you're dealing with the Chiefs, Chargers, and Raiders. I think it's a lot.
Okay,
a
if
lot
you're one of those,
but Aaron's one of those type of guys. Man, that don't really matter to me. I am who I am. I think I'm the best, in the business. No, because I think that's his feeling in his head.
He's
that
the
he
best
is.
In the business with a supporting cast.
Yeah. But he'll have a real good supporting cast if he went
he
to
would
Denver.
Endeavor.
And they got some young talent there, really young, good talent.
I agree with that. I agree. But when you look at, you know what? You know what's discouraged Tom Brady? Same thing that discouraged Sean Payton. If we had, and I said this before, like a Justin Herbert type individual, okay, whoever. Even a Russell Wilson, you can name like four or five guys. If they were a quarterback from the Saints, there's no way that Sean Payton retires. Okay, what are we speculating talking about right now? Oh, is Tom Brady coming back? Look at Tom Brady, best of the best this season. What more does he have to prove? He won without Bill Belichick. But you know what handed him at the end of the year?
Chris Godwin.
With my supporting cast.
Antonio Brown.
His offensive line.
Yeah. Justin Wirfs.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If all of a sudden it's status quo and Tom Brady has that support, I think players, once you have enough skins in the wall, you're like, okay, who's going to help me?
Yes.
It's not like tennis or golf. You buy something. No, who's going to help me with this team?
That's why I think Brian Daboll would be the coach in Miami because his ties – Alabama, quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. Guess who it was? Tua. And I think that GM, Chris Greer, wants to make it work with Tua no matter what, so he's going to hire Brian.
No, that's why he got to go. The GM of the Dolphins got
to
go.
He ain't going nowhere.
The Dolphins won't win, Jack. But watch it. I'm telling you right now, the Dolphins won't win anything with Tua until they got the quarterback. They got a good enough defense.
No, they got a really good defense.
I don't think they're going anything with Tua.
Gerard and Sid, you're next. Also, Ian Book, Saints quarterback, coming up at 5:30. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
I think he's going to retire. Seems like Rodgers, who pretty much sucked during the playoffs, is going to go into the AFC potentially. So, I mean, I understand you want to keep the rhythm with the, you know, with the guys that we have on the staff at the moment. But I think I brought this up yesterday. Who's better than Jim Harbaugh? I mean, listen, you think Dennis Allen is a better coach? I get, you know, you want to keep.
But James is two different sides of the ball. No, Harbaugh's an offensive coach. Dennis Allen's defensive coach. Hell yeah, Dennis Allen's a way better defensive coach. And knows defense more than Harbaugh. And the other side, I think Harbaugh would know more. I don't think Harbaugh knows more about modern day offensive football than Pete Carmichael. Jim Harbaugh don't know. You ever seen the Michigan Wolverine offense? And I know Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. I was with the Michigan Panthers in the USFL when Jim Harbaugh was playing at University of Michigan. I go way back.
And he won 67% of his games in the NFL.
Yeah,
see, a lot of people
now with the 49ers.
With the
Jim 49ers. Harbaugh was unbelievable.
He was a really good coach there. It was Belky that screwed him up.
I'm gonna say this and drop the mic, fellas. He bought what's the guy's name? Kaepernick. Kaepernick.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick.
Come on now. I mean, listen. No disrespect to Dennis Allen, but he won 8 games. Come on, let's be honest.
Well, he was in a bad organization, James.
Okay.
He was in a bad organization.
There's a lot of coaches that if they'd have been in Dennis Allen's situation with the Raiders, it'd have been the same song and dance.
James, you got to look like we
right
do with
place,
quarterbacks.
Right time.
Yes, fit. And look, Bill Parcells, Sean Payton told us a story in his book. Bill Parcells told Sean when he was interviewing with Al Davis, that's not a good fit for you.
Well, if
he
I'm
told
this,
that to everybody well, that went interview with right, the Raiders. Right.
James, if I'm a Christian and Mike, Who Dat Nation. If I'm the Saints organization, you know what I look at? I look at, okay, the players respect Dennis Allen, okay? Look at where we at defensively. Look where we at special teams. Do y'all trust Pete Carmichael running the offense?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, if you trust Pete Carmichael, what are we going to do offensively? Because our defense is right there. So is our special teams. Do you trust Pete Carmichael to maybe take us where we can be contenders? What do I mean by that, getting in the postseason? Or you might say, well, you gotta be a number one, number two seed. What did that number one, number two seed, home field advantage, what did that mean? Look at you got to get into the dance. So I'm telling you, if you trust Pete Carmichael with the offense, how can you not go with Dennis Allen? That's my opinion.
James, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back. We'll have Ian Book, Saints quarterback, next here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Going to have Ian Book here shortly, Saints quarterback. He and Terrace Marshall are at the Panini NFL Rookie Closeout event in Los Angeles. Trading cards. Gerard on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go ahead, Gerard. You're on WWL.
Hi, guys. First of all, I want to say I truly can listen to you guys all day. The passion comes across. You guys love sports, and you're extremely knowledgeable, and it's really enjoyable listening to you guys.
Thank you, brother.
First, I just want to make a couple of points. I think, number one, I think that Coach Payton truly loved the city, and I think he truly loved the organization and had a lot of respect for it. I think that ultimately, though, I think that it's a marriage that's going to ultimately end up in Dallas. I think that even though Jerry has a reputation of being controlling, I think that he wants no more at the later stages of his life than to win another Super Bowl. And I think that he sees Sean Payton as the key to doing that.
I agree.
I think that, I think that ultimately in a couple of years that'll be that.
Okay, here's my counter to that. Then why didn't Dan Quinn decide, well, I'm going to play this out and try to be a head coach somewhere else? I think maybe there was a nod, wink, wink with, hey, Dan, come back. I'm going to keep Mike, but if it goes wrong, you're next in line. He is famous for getting guys on the staff and elevating them.
But the only thing is, Mike.
Dave Campbell.
Dan Quinn cannot make Dak Prescott better. I think Sean Payton can.
I think he can.
See, that's the only thing Jerry would be like, because Dan Quinn, listen, you look at Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was an MVP, but Dan Quinn's a defensive coach.
So that's why you keep Kellen Moore, because he's Jerry's guy too.
I'm just telling you. Kellen Moore in the postseason, his sphincter tightened up,
I don't disagree. But look how Jerry has run his business. Other than Parcells, post-Jimmy Johnson, okay, he hires his buddy Barry Switzer. Barry's going to do exactly what Jerry
and
wants
Barry
to
Switzer
do.
And Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl.
And he won a Super Bowl with Jerry's talent, but then it fell apart. And then since then, it's been guys he's kind of put into that spot, okay? So I found it funny today and I knew he liked Dan and didn't want him to leave. The only way Dan doesn't leave to take a head coaching spot somewhere else is if you made me a promise that I'm going to be a head coach one day.
Gerard, thanks for the phone call.
That makes sense, but I think the promise is, now, is it like coach speak, so to speak, or is it in writing? See, if you can reward
me. He would never
me,
put it in writing.
No, Jerry, don't. Jimmy's made the comment he almost coached an entire year before he signed the contract. Well, just think of that. Now, you wouldn't have done that, Bobby J.
Well, no. Hell no, because they'll tell you one thing and they'll lie. The next day, they have amnesia. I don't remember. I never said that. I go, what are you talking about? You told me that 48 hours ago.
No, Jim Finks would have never messed with you with money, right?
Well, it's all about the
going, please, Mike.
No collective bargaining agreement and what was agreed. You're not a free agent. We own you just the way it is.
But the guy from Sotheby's, he made it good for you, though.
Oh, yeah. No.
Come on. He made it good for you.
Alfred Tomlin, on Sotheby's Auction House. Let me tell you, Alfred Tomlin, old Michigan Panthers owner, who is now, the USFL is coming back in the fold. You know what was crazy? He was a billionaire.
A billionaire in the early
80s.
Think of that.
Now everybody's a billionaire. But think about the early, you talk about like 40 years. 40 years ago, he was a billionaire and owned a professional team. You know why?
Where did he make his money?
He had A&W Root Beer.
Okay.
He was the inventor of a mall.
Yep.
Okay, now think about this. You know how you go to a mall in all these cities, and he was controlling New York, he controlled Michigan and all that. He was with DeBartolo and all that.
Okay, in 1982, he was the fourth richest man in the United States.
Wow.
And he owned the Michigan Panthers, Christian, and he loved me. He loved the Kunas from Cut Off, Louisiana, because we won a championship. You remember the Lions weren't winning anything.
Right.
And the reason why in 1985 we didn't stay in Michigan, because Donald Trump wanted to move the USFL to the fall, and he's like, well, I'm buddies with William Clay Ford. You heard of Ford. You heard that name, Ford. Uh-huh. I mean, come on. And I don't want to go head-to-head with my buddy, so that's why we went out to California and Oakland. And became the Oakland
Okay, who
invaders.
Was the owner of Oakland?
Tolner? I can't even think. He gave his son, Bobby Tomlin, you take over, I'm going to give it to you, and you go to Oakland. And Tolner, I think that was the Oakland Invader owner.
Okay. Let's put a pause on that real quick. We're going to welcome in Ian Book, Saints quarterback. Ian, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Ian, so you're out there at the Panini NFL Rookie closing event in Los Angeles. What's that like?
Oh, it's great. Great event. Just catching up with a lot of guys that, we played this year and signing a bunch of stuff and just talking about kind of all the stories from our rookie seasons and signed a bunch of cards that when we were younger we used to look up to. So it's a pretty cool event coming around full circle.
What's that like now seeing yourself have a trading card?
It's awesome. I remember being younger. I collected some baseball cards, when I was younger, and then kind of got really deep into sports and forgot about it. And I remember when I got my agent talking, he kept talking about signing these cards, and I just had no idea what he meant until I really got to do some stuff with Panini. And it's pretty cool. Just such a bigger market than everyone thought. And even on like social media, just getting hit up from a bunch of people that talk about they've been collecting cards since they were, 8 years old, this, that. And pretty cool just to be on one. It's definitely an honor.
Ian, take away from the rookie season and, your thoughts with Sean. I don't want to say retire, and he's walking away from the Saints. But the biggest learning point you've had with him as a player, and what was he able to teach you, along with Pete Carmichael, who's also a major part of that room?
That's right. Yeah, they both are. It was a great year, and just the way they prepare. A lot of people talk about you win the game, throughout the week, and then you just go play and it takes care of itself. And sometimes that saying might get overused, but I just really realized, with the Saints, that is so true. Like, they put in so much time during the week, and we practice hard. We don't take, don't take plays off, and, it's high tempo every single day, and it's learning, and it's a full day of getting ready for the opponent. And then when the games come, it's just about relaxing and going out there and doing it. And I would just say learning about how to really prepare the right way. It's got Sean and Pete Carmichael written all over it. They grind. They know how to grind, and just both really smart guys I learned a lot from. And, yeah, just, you know, I was a little bit shocked, but just happy for Sean and know that he'll, you know, he'll go do some great things.
Now, Ian, explain to the fans the Hudat Nation, like, because, you know, when you look at training camp and that comes about, obviously dealing with COVID, OTAs and minicamp, you're limited there. But I thought from the get-go, whether it was you, Trevor Siemian, Jameis Winston, whoever was involved, Taysom Hill, that when y'all broke the huddle, it wasn't like, get your ass back in the huddle. We came and called the play or know what we're doing.
Right.
What do you do to prepare yourself? Because I was impressed in the get-go how you carried yourself, was able to do that from a mental standpoint. Because first things first, you can have all the physical ability. If you make it in the NFL, you have to know what the hell you're doing.
That's right. Yeah, that's the biggest thing about this NFL playing quarterback. It's you can't go out there and show your skills if you don't know what's going on in the plays. And, you know, you get to the line, if you don't know what's going on, now you can't even show those abilities. So I just really learned from that quarterback group who learned from Drew. I know he had a strict process and that he followed every day, and Taysom learned from and Jameis learned from, and I just learned from those guys. So if we want to do what Drew could do, you know what I mean? Because it worked for him. And
right.
You talk about someone that was just locked in all the time, and that's all I hear about with Drew. So I just adopted his process, and we did it together as a QB group. We had a close group that wanted the best for the team, and we did it together. We watched film together, and that's how I tried to prepare.
Ian, I'll throw a non-Saints question here. How were you, surprised yeah. were you, Brian Kelly takes the job at LSU, and your relationship with Brian? Because sometimes with coaches, the quarterback and the head coach, they feel the pressures the same way. And sometimes there's a little friction, and we've seen it in the NFL, even with some of the best, like with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. It worked seamlessly, you know, with Drew Brees and Sean. Your thoughts on Brian? Were you surprised a little bit that he left Notre Dame? And secondly, your relationship with Coach Kelly.
Yeah, I got a great relationship with Coach Kelly. He gave me an opportunity and trusted in me at Notre Dame and did everything that I could ask, you know, that I needed from him. And I tried to do that for him as well. So I was excited for him. You know, it was definitely a little surprising. I know he was like one of the longest coaches at Notre Dame. And I didn't know what was next for him. You keep coaching, because I think he definitely could have, or, you know, retiring. But coming down to the SEC is, it's a great opportunity for him, and I think he's going to do well. And it's just funny now that we're both in the boot. So once he got that job, I texted him. I was like, "Welcome, you know, welcome down here." And he actually came to the Monday night game that I started. So he's done a good job of supporting me, and I appreciate him. And you know, everyone says that LSU's looking for someone to come in and organize and you know, really run that team. And
is that his greatest strength? Is organizational skills?
I would say it's one of them. Yeah, just always being on top of everything, and you know, having guys buy into a process and doing something, you know, really CEO like, really running it, and from top down. So that's his biggest thing. I think he did that with us at Notre Dame, and it worked.
Ian, what can you tell LSU fans about Brian Kelly and the way he coaches football? What kind of football teams he's likely to produce?
Yeah, he's going to get everyone to buy in. And he's going to get them all to believe in each other and go out there. And it doesn't matter who they're facing, they're going to feel that they can go play for their head coach. And he's going to do everything that he can for them as well to prepare them. And it's similar to Coach Payton in terms of the guys at LSU are going to win that game during the week because of the hard work that they put in terms of lifting and as well as practice. So they got a good head coach who's going to lead them.
Now, Ian, do you wipe the slate clean, so to speak, considering you're behind the eight ball? Look, you're playing the Dolphins. We're all dealing with COVID. And I was like, I don't know. This is like a preseason game that actually counts. Then you have to look at the supporting cast. I mean, are you able to compartmentalize that? Because I know as a quarterback, I ended up playing 15 years professional football. I had the quarterback position, that you almost have to compartmentalize. Well, you never want to be too high or too low, and understand the circumstance and going forward, that should not affect you, how you develop.
Yeah, 100%. I am honestly really, really happy that I was able to play The outcome isn't what we wanted. And like I said earlier, there's 100,000 excuses, but I'm never going to complain for getting an opportunity. So I'm actually really happy that it happened. I learned a lot. You learn a lot more by doing than you do by watching. And, yeah, honestly, it's a confidence builder for me, which might be crazy to some people. But going out there, being able to complete 12 passes and just stuff like that, build from it. And it was an opportunity just to get up there and just get my feet wet. It felt good. And it's something I'm going to bring with me into this next season.
Ian Book, Saints quarterback. Good luck at the Panini NFL Rookie Closeout event. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, right. Ian.
Thank you, Ian.
Also out there at the Panini NFL Rookie Closeout event in Los Angeles is Terrace Marshall, former LSU Tiger, currently wide receiver with the Carolina Panthers. Terrace, how are you? Thanks for the time.
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good. So what's it like, this event that you guys are at, both you and Ian Book and others, a Panini NFL Rookie Closeout event?
It's a pretty cool event. You know, just another opportunity to, you know, fellowship other people, you know, that's on the same level as you. And, I mean, it's just, you know, just a good experience, you know, get to look at L.A. and, you know, experience things. Good.
Now, you know, Terrace, when you look at your situation, boy, because you're going to have highs and lows in the NFL. Boy, you get off to a great start. You think like, damn, we might win the Super Bowl. Or, you know, look at in September, how well things are going. And then you got a great player like Christian McCaffrey not being available. But what was the mindset week in and week out when you're trying to handle that adversity at the NFL level, considering it's such a long season?
My mindset every week was just, you know, take advantage of every opportunity, you know, just go in every day, be consistent, you know, have the same, you know, same thought process every day. Just be who I am, you know, and be who I can and do what I can for the team. And like I say, you know, take advantage of every opportunity.
Terrace, you see it today. It's unbelievable on that same football team, 2019. You see what Justin Jefferson has done. You're watching Jamar. He's still hanging in there, man, playing in the AFC Championship game. Man, it got to make you feel good to watch those two guys and how quickly they were able to progress at the NFL level. And you got a guy there with the Panthers who I think is really good, too, to learn a lot from, and that's DJ Moore, who I think is one of the more underrated receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely proud of, you know, Justin and Jamar. You know, it's stuff we talked about when we was in college, and to see them, you know, accomplishing things as fast as they're accomplishing, you know, I'm very proud of them. And they don't do nothing but motivate me, you know, to go even harder and, you know, just, you know, get out on the field and just be me, you know. And as far as DJ, man, he's a great leader. I enjoy, you know, going to work with him every day. And, you know, just learning from him, learning from the vets, and, you know, applying it to my game.
Terrace, I know you're a Carolina Panther, but two of your former teammates, and Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase up there in the AFC title game, you pulling for the Chiefs a little bit? I mean, excuse me, the Bengals?
No. Yeah, I'm off, you know, going for, you know, Joe and Jamar for sure, my boys. And I wish them the best. And hopefully, you know, they pull it off.
Terrace, your health. I know you had a major injury your senior year of high school. You had some injuries at LSU. How's your health holding up?
I'm good, you know, so far. Got some things that I got to take care of. But most definitely, you know, by the time OTA is here or the season get here, I'll be ready.
Okay.
Terrace, did you, as a kid growing up, collect cards?
No, sir, I did not.
What's that like, though, to think that someone is out there trying to get your card from Panini?
Yeah, even though I didn't collect them, I'm definitely, you know, familiar with them growing up. So to see myself on a card, you know, that's definitely a dream come true. You know, I'm pretty sure that's a dream come true for all NFL players, you know, to see themselves as somebody, you know. So, I mean, it's just all glory to God. I'm thankful, you know, to be in this position to be able to inspire, you know.
Well, and you know, Terrace, I never forget when you get that first football card. Man, you're talking to your dad or your family members, you go, damn, I got a freaking card made of me. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got a lot of competition, different card companies, and you get 80-something, you know, different cards. But it's amazing that first card. Christian, I would say, Mike, like, you know, because my dad, the cover of Sports Illustrated, you know, being on that, but like a card, it was that same feeling.
Almost like I've made it.
No, yes. I'm like, I'm a freaking pro. Damn it. I am a pro now, and hopefully I can take advantage and have a double digit.
Is that about
career.
How you feel, Terrace?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Definitely spot on. You know, it's definitely crazy to see. You know, and I'm just going to keep striving, you know, so I can stay on the cards and continue, you know, be on more.
Terrace, thanks again for the time.
Wish you the best, Terrace.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, bro.
All right, we'll step away and come back and squeeze in a couple of calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Ryan Fitzgerald, NOLA Gold GM, will join us next hour. I'm going to squeeze in Sid in New Jersey. What's going on, Sid? You're on WWL.
It's not Sid from Jefferson, hey, but Sid from Jersey.
From Jersey, yeah. So listen, I still got my football cards.
Me too,
I got
Sid.
Jimmy Taylor, Billy Kilmer, Bart Starr. I got them all, man. And every once in a while I take it out. It's a lot of fun to look back.
Sid, you know what I have? I have some old Philadelphia cards. And that went out of business in the 60s. But, man, I got almost all of them from 61 through 65 with the AFL.
So, Mike, what is Philadelphia? That's the company like Tops?
It's like Tops. It was Tops in Philadelphia. But I have all those AFL cards. Man,
whoa.
Something.
Yeah. Great. Well, listen, I wanted to talk about Sean. And, look, everybody loves what Sean did for New Orleans. But in between what I hear you guys saying, it makes me think a little bit. And that's this. Everybody has said, well, you know, if he had Wilson or he had so-and-so, he wouldn't be retiring. What I hear that saying is, listen, he's created this, but he doesn't think it can win. He doesn't think that whether the guy's in the house
or whoever they got to win a Super Bowl, Sid, that's what I think is to win a Super Bowl. If we had Justin Herbert on the roster, hell no, he ain't retiring. I would think because I think he could embrace the California – him and Skyline, atmosphere, his daughters out there. Can you imagine? Hell with Dallas. Sean Payton being the L.A. Chargers coach. Now think about that. With Justin Herbert. And you win a Super Bowl for the Chargers. The NFL will love that because the competition between the Rams and the Chargers in L.A., major market.
Sid, thanks for the phone call. Mike D., we'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Talk to you tomorrow, brother.
All right, that's a wrap. Two down, two to go here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.